Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel joining us right after this. Neighbor, you don't want to miss the third annual Texoma Cattlemen's Conference coming Thursday, February 27th at the Ardmore Convention Center. This year's theme, Rising Risk, Expanding Opportunities, and top-notch state and national speakers will help you identify what the risks are to your cattle operation, how to deal with those risks, and how to find the opportunities to make you money. Check out www.noble.org/ag-events to register or call 580-224-6360 to learn more about the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference.
It's a new day for hay with Kubota Hay Tools taking the field across the country. Kubota DN Series disc mowers set the pace with fully welded cutter bars, three-bladed discs, and a non-stop breakaway system on select models. Rocks? What rocks? It's like they're not even there. Kubota makes the cut in even the toughest field conditions with convenient hydraulic or fold-up transport to make heading home easier, too. Kubota Hay Tools, precisely engineered to help you get more done. Learn more at Kubota.com or see your local Kubota dealer today.
It has been a mostly dry start to the year 2014, and that is provoking a lot of worry by wheat farmers, canola farmers, and cattle producers across the southern Great Plains. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says the big worry right now among cattle producers, are we inching away from drought or getting pulled back in to a hole of extreme or extraordinary drought once again?
You know, the dry conditions now are a little scary. We're in the best shape we've been in about 3 years, but we're also still very vulnerable to move backwards. So, you know, it doesn't matter too much for another 60 to 90 days, but after that, it's going to be really critical in terms of not only in Oklahoma, but I think in a larger chunk of the western half of the U.S. where we still have marginal drought conditions, and that's going to set the stage for forage conditions for, you know, hay and pasture and production as we go into the spring and summer months.
For those ranchers that are pulled into drought conditions or pulled deeper into existing drought conditions, that's a major, major concern and may keep them from being able to add females back into their mama cow herd.
Obviously, we could postpone it again. We've essentially postponed the herd rebuilding or the beginning of herd rebuilding the last 3 years, and we're vulnerable to do it again. Again, we have fairly good opportunities now for this to be the bottom in terms of animal numbers and begin rebuilding from here. But on the other hand, weather conditions in the next 3-4 months will determine whether or not we're able to follow through with those expansion plans.
And Dr. Peel says with these very strong prices we've got right now in our cattle markets, all the way from the calf trade right out to the feedlot, that we've got a lot of market signals saying, let's rebuild the mama cow herd.
Producers recognize the market signals for expansion, and they're ready to do it. They're just waiting for the opportunity to follow through.
And Dr. Peel and a lot of his colleagues around the country agree that we need to be rebuilding this herd in order to keep the cattle industry infrastructure viable. He says it's more than just drought that has gotten us to this point of being below 30 million head for our national U.S. beef cow herd.
You know, it's been a long-term process to be where we are. It's not just the drought the last 3 years. We've liquidated cattle numbers in the U.S. for 16 of the last 18 years. Much of that was due to external factors. In other words, it wasn't the normal cattle cycle. And so we've been pushed lower than we intended to be. I think we're lower than the market wants us to be. And so, you know, there's a great need for rebuilding to really meet the market demand right now. Unfortunately, at the small numbers that we are, that's an extended and slow process, and it'll take several years once conditions allow us to follow through with that to expand to the point where we really match the demands of the market.
OSU Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up Friday, February 21st, 8 a.m. Central Time, broadcast live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, or on the website at superiorclicktobid.com. A total of 29,000 head to be sold, 8,500 yearling steers, 2,800 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves, and 7,700 calves on cows. For more information, contact Superior at 1-800-422-2117 or go to their main website at superiorlivestock.com. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.